Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. So you know how some people can't say no to pizza and others will pay top dollar for sushi?
So you're the pizza guy and I'm the sushi man.
Hey, I happen to like both, but some people don't. We each possess unique food preferences, due largely to our sense of smell, which is defined by our genes.
Scientists have been sorting out just which genes are responsible, and up until recently, only several had been identified. For example, our perception of the herb cilantro is picked up by one olfactory receptor, while grassy odors are linked to another.
Now we're also learning each of us experiences the same odor differently due to genetic variances. Scientists tested nearly 200 people for how well they identified 10 different chemicals. Then each person's genome was sequenced so that the scientists could later track the genetic variants that influenced how people reacted to specific odors.
After analyzing the results, researchers linked clusters of genes for 4 of the 10 chemicals. These chemicals are associated with odors found in apples, blue cheese, and violets.
So take one chemical, beta-ionine, which is behind a violet's fragrance. People with 2 insensitive gene variants for beta-ionine either couldn't detect the floral note or found it pungent.
This tells us people can have vastly different appreciations for the same meal. One day, imagine carrying an olfactory profile to dine at a restaurant whose chefs then prepare a meal to your exact preferences.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.